Hello, and welcome to the Sober Buddy podcast, your boost of sober thinking and awesome life building. I'm Tara Zoe, CEO and co-founder here at Sober Buddy, and I am joined by my dad and co-founder, Paul Brethen, marriage family therapist and expert in substance abuse addiction and treatment. Today, we will be talking about why we have you make so many plans on the Sober Buddy app. Remember, if you like what you hear on the podcast, you should subscribe to the Sober Buddy app because we're the people who created it. So do some challenges, get some motivation, share screenshots of your sober tracker, and tell Buddy how you are feeling today. Hello, Paul. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
I'm back.
Yes, joining us from Uganda, Kampala, Uganda.
That's right.
Yes, you've lived there for quite a while now.
Yeah, 14 years.
14 years, yes. And so sometimes we have to deal with his internet. His internet might go in and out. So if he sounds a little, you know, breaking up sometimes, that's what that is. So everyone have a little patience with him. It's not the same. So I was thinking about this morning, about all the different plans we have challenges for. Because,
right,
you know, I was trying to think of what challenge should we talk about? And I kept seeing all these different plans. And I thought, you know, we should talk about why we put the planning aspect in. And just as an example, so people can know, we have like make a sober party plan. We have a, you know, you make a plan. What do you do if you relapse? You know, who do you call? You know, what's your first step, second step, third step? We have you make financial plans just to relieve some stress, a support plan, like who's going to be your support if you need help. You know, we even have you make like meal plans. Right. So there's all this planning.
Yeah, daily planning.
Yeah.
There's the daily schedule.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, and the daily schedule and things of that sort.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about why we do that and how that affects your mind and things of that sort.
Okay. Well, you know, I think the first thing that comes to my mind is it gives you a sense of control.
Right.
You know, when you're using or drinking, you feel out of control because it's like the lifestyle where it's so unpredictable or in a way that you can't control it. You know, you think you're going to end up having one or two drinks and you end up drinking, you know, most of the night, spending too much money. So you really, and that forms a sense of, sometimes when you feel out of control, insecurity, anxious, anxiety.
Right.
So the whole idea of a plan is to give you, you know, feel like a sense of control. Here's what I need to do, this plan. Follow this plan because
and it eases your mind a bit.
Yeah, and it does. It empowers you, especially if it's a good plan. And of course, the goal is just to follow through with the plan. It's like the daily schedule. You know, you're scheduling your days so that it's like a pathway, recovery pathway. And if you stay on that, you're less likely to relapse and recover. So how do you do that? That's the whole point. So what does that look like, feel like, sound like, smell like, taste like? You know, it's that whole kind of getting in touch with your external senses.
You know what's so funny about that is that I love to make plans to ease my anxiety just about my whole life. And I will end up like mapping out in elaborate charts my whole entire life. And then the next, and then I feel all better, right? And then the next day I wake up and I immediately rebel against my plan. Like, you won't control me, even though it's myself. So I started calling them my intentions because I was like, this is my intention. It's not here to control me. It is here to help guide me. And if I should need to deviate from the plan.
Yeah, you know, it's, let me just kind of talk a little bit even about that, like the daily schedule. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, there are people who would go one extreme to the other. They'll schedule so much activity. There's just no way they're going to be able to accomplish that. Then they feel like
stress.
Yeah. Then you feel like a failure and it'll never work out. Or people who may schedule one or two things and they have too much downtime, which leads them to feel bored and wandering in their mind. You know, of course, they drift back to what it was like when they were using. So, and like anything, you have to kind of figure out, well, what works for me? And then, of course, the suggestions of these are things that are helpful. And this is part of the recovery skills that we talk about throughout the app, what works. And so it's a learning curve. You know, you kind of figure your way through this.
It's kind of part of
things don't work. yeah, you have to make a change. So it's a process.
You know, though, I really like our relapse, like for example, in our relapse plan, it's a little different because it's like, it's not like a schedule. It's more like a, like, okay, what is the first thing you're going to do? Cause you know, you've relapsed and you're disappointed and you're feeling ashamed Oh my God, what do I do? How do I get back on track? And I love that we have like, okay, what's the first thing that you're going to do? You know, who are you going to call? You know, I love that. Like I have it written down. I know who I'm going to call. What is the first step I'm going to take? Like, am I going to go to a meeting? Yeah. Am I going to, you know, immediately get rid of everything? Like, I love that it just gives us that there's leading questions in the challenge that help you to formulate a plan that makes sense for that situation.
And not just for you, but for support people as part of that plan. This is the other thing. It doesn't have to be an isolated thing. Often if you're in a relationship with someone or in a family or, you know, friends is, you know, even doing planning together.
Yeah. Like having agreed upon plan.
Yeah. Like, okay, this weekend we're going to, you know, do something together as a family or as a couple or whatever, and, you know, plan this out. And so that it's a collaborative effort.
Right.
Like a community kind of thing. And that helps to keep you on track because you have somebody you're kind of accountable to.
And then maybe it'll make them feel less out of control too. Because if you were to relapse you guys are going to a party, there might be like a feeling of anxiety on their part. Like, are they going to relapse at the party? Are they going to drink at the party? Or, you know, oh my gosh, they've relapsed. What do we do? And now we know it's almost like an emergency, you know, evacuation plan. We know what to do. Okay. It's okay. We're all less anxious. We know what to do. Relapse happens sometimes and we have a plan for it. So I love that one. I also really love our escape plan because I love, you know, sometimes you'll have, you know, the escape plan, basically the gist of that is like, even if you're in a situation where you're about to use, you know, you either have a glass of alcohol in front of you in your hand, or you have, you know, you've got a needle or whatever it may be, and you're about to use, like you're on the, you know, precipice of that. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of times in our minds, we think we've already gone too far. You know, we're just going to go through it. And I love that we have the escape plan of like, no, you're just like right there, right on the edge. What are you going to do? And we have you, you know, write down, I'm going to smash this, or I'm going to pour out the alcohol, or I'm going to, you know, I'm going to run away. I'm just going to take off running, or I'm going to drive away. Or, you know, we have people, you know, really create that plan so that it forms that idea in your mind beforehand, like that role-playing idea of, now that you've run through that situation in your mind, that becomes an option. And I love that.
Right. And you don't have to be naive or ignorant about recovery. I mean, people have, you know, hundreds of thousands of people have gone through this. And if you can learn from their mistakes, you don't have to repeat those same mistakes over and over.
Yeah.
So there is a sense of like being educated and becoming wise in your recovery. And be like that in anything else in life. You know, the more that you can learn, then the quicker you can stay on track, get back on track, you know, become more successful, you might say, in achieving those goals and having a better life.
Kind of stand on their
shoulders. And of course, like every plan, they're not going to be perfect. Things are going to interrupt it. I mean, that's life. But how do you adapt and adjust along the way? Being flexible. And then honest, being honest with yourself of what works and doesn't work. And sometimes you need, you know, like a mirror, somebody reflecting back to you about that experience with you. So whether you have a sponsor or a group or people who are in recovery who can help you with that.
For sure.
That's all kind of part of the plan.
Right. There you go. Yeah. Well, so I think check out, these are all challenges. We have these throughout the app where it's a multiple different plans that we have you make. We even have one that's make a meal plan. Again, all of these have the intention of reducing anxiety, reducing stress, and then also helping you to structure a life that will give you a higher rate of success of getting and staying sober. So we encourage you to get the challenges in the app and start making your plans, start, you know, taking those action steps that will help you to build the structure for a sober life. Thank you for joining me today on this. It was a quick little podcast, but I think it was helpful. So everybody, we believe you can do it. We believe you can make your life better than it ever has been before. Take it one moment, 1 hour, one day at a time. You have got this.